You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alvaro Negredo to score and Middlesbrough to win was 3-1, now 4-1. And the legend, Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win was 4-1, now 5-1. Actually, I had a tweet at the weekend, Tom, saying that just keep mentioning the king, Salomon Rondon, every single week. We enjoy it immensely. I thought, yeah, well, that's it. That, as long as one person likes me mentioning him every week, it's got to be done.
I think Salomon was as well.
Yeah, it was. It was from the man himself, was it not? Mr. Rondon.
Rondon 7, precisely.
You know, he's, he's the most press he's ever going to get, isn't he? Because he's done all right. He's done okay. Look, West Brom are doing well. Look, put it this way. If the West Brom of last season were playing Middlesbrough, so stick with me on this one, this week, I think we might as well just stop football and pack up and just give it up. But West Brom are a different side this year. And look, they're up against a Middlesbrough team, and we've talked enough about them already this season. They're just not going to win many matches. And I'm worried a little bit about Middlesbrough. I think Middlesbrough fans are a little bit concerned now because they're the lowest scorers in the Premier League. They're not winning many games, you know, in the league. Now, they've had a couple of cup successes, yeah, fair enough. But the defeat against West Ham would be extremely worrying for them. And I took Arenka's comments. I know he's since apologised for them, but they have not gone down well on Teesside. They've struggled in the transfer market. You know, Steve Gibson always backs his manager, but they struggled to really, you know, they were beaten off the Snodgrass and a few other players have kind of slipped away. And I don't think the additions of Rudiger Stead and Patrick Bamford are necessarily going to provide the firepower that they need. And you can't bring in a player like Stead and then suggest to the fans they're wrong in wanting the ball to be hit up to him because his biggest strength is in the air. So Middlesbrough in a spot of bother at the moment. And I like the fact that West Ham went to the Riverside and won 3-1 because I think West Brom are more than capable of doing exactly that. He's turned it around completely, Tony Pulis. He deserves a huge amount of credit for what he's done at West Brom. You know, again, there's some good deals done by the end of the transfer market. They've got rid of Berahino. And I think West Brom are a team that are on the up. Not on the up to a point that they're going to worry the top six in the Premier League, but they're not a million miles behind them. And now they've got Everton in their sights and they're 4 points behind them. So I think there's a lot at stake for West Brom. And what I like about West Brom as well, they've had no FA Cup this weekend. They've had a rest. They've beaten Leicester and Southampton away recently in the Premier League. And I'd put Middlesbrough as probably worse, well, definitely worse than those two sides. So I think plain and simple, we can just look at a West Brom victory. I think they're a good price and a good play at 21-10.
A goal scorer I must mention here, and it's not Salomon Rondon this time. Chris Brunt is 11-2 to score anytime, 14-1 to score first and last. He's been on an incredible run in the league. He's got 6 in his last 9 in the Premier League since the start of December. And 11-2 is a big price and got a good record against Middlesbrough as well for West Brom. 2 goals and 1 assist in his last 3 Premier League starts against Middlesbrough. So Chris Brunt, worth a look here at 11-2, I think, in the goal scorer markets. Derek, what about you here? What do you fancy?
Yeah, well, Tom's right. I mean, there's going to be a winner here. It's going to be West Brom. You know, you oppose Borough, don't you? Because they just don't score enough goals to be worth a bet, risking your money on. Well, I know that West Brom are a changed West Brom these days, but it's not a changed manager, Tony Pulis, is it? I'm prepared to believe some of the goals, the matches they've been involved in that have been goal heavy, have been more an accident than anything else, more by accident than by design. I don't think Pulis is going to change his MO in the 8 years now. And I'm just looking, whenever West Brom play, I look unders, you know, on the goals, ditto Middlesbrough. Unfortunately, under 1.5 goals is only 13-8, when normally you'll be looking for 2-1 in a Premier League game. But still, that 13-8, that looks a great bet to me. I can't see it as being a goal fest at all. So 13-8, under 1.5 goals.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.